June 22nd, 2014, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro shows. Gotta have the microphone. I thought I was at Brother Matt. I'm not at Brother Matt's, but we are in Pedro. We're in the Outer Harbor on Skipper Jeff's Pride of Cucamonga 27-foot Erickson sailboat.
There you go.
Joining us, our guests, here's the Ashikas,
the
Focas, Sasha and Talia.
Hola.
Welcome aboard.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
And we're making our way
to the Angels Gate. We got Chicas in front of us.
Ashika.
And Chicas behind us.
Yeah, Chicas and Ashikas. And we're coming up on the Angels Gate Lighthouse. The plan is to actually go somewhere where I ain't ever been in a sailboat, which is the back of the channel north of Terminal Island to get to the chowder barge. But right now, we're opposite that direction. We're at the opening part near the breakwater where the harbor meets the open sea. We started off the show with John Coltrane when he was playing in Miles Davis's band, something called The Theme, and brand new from Sowaco Passage. Talia's the lady behind Solo Musica, which I played a lot of stuff on this show, but unfortunately she brought none. Or she's got one, but it's on a machine that can't get to this machine right now. So next week we'll play you that
Bump
too. Oh, look, it's, boat's coming up. Sailboat. Fishboat.
Fishboat. Squid boat, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, see the nets, see the lights. Let's play some more music.
about thinking, thinking about doing, thinking about starting, thinking about pausing, thinking about restarting, thinking about stopping.
The love. The time has come again where I am tied. She's tying my arteries as if she were tying a shoe. She's giving me a taste, but she won't give me none. She tasted really sweet, but now she's gone. She lives on my block, so I just ride by. I haven't had the opportunity to stay high. She lingers in every dream, I feel so insane. I really miss her purple presence and her purple on my pillow sheet, left by her purple hair, left me with a purple gaze, a heavy haze that makes her photographic. Placed on a pedestal, in the crack in between my breasts. I wanna kiss ya. Climb, creating collages like the fluidity of a beach head. I hope you're in my reach. She lives on my back, so I just ride. I haven't had the opportunity to stay high. She lingers in every dream, I feel so insane. I really miss her purple presence and her purple
Chris, how's your prostate doing? Aside from the fact that it ain't cancer, have they figured out yet how come you gotta piss so much? It would be a crying shame if you have to go through life pissing every half an hour.
I just want
show. We just heard Dip Smack from Tobacco. Think About Thinking from Cuz. That's me and Brother Sam's new album. God, there's a video. Oh, that's Wheel in the Ring. Yeah, check that out. You want? Up on lubedude.com. Love Song by Hooray Matinee. That's Petra Hayden's new band. Light with Alter Ego. Light doing the first 10 gigs of the next tour I got coming September 10th. They'll be doing all the way up to, where you from, Skipper Jeff?
Olympia.
No, the last one's going to be Seattle. Okay. Well, actually, Ballard.
That reminds me. Can I throw in something here? My brother's brother-in-law, a guy named Harry Reitz, he booked your show at the Capitol Theater in Olympia.
I'm doing that again.
And yeah. So
I played there a few times before.
My brother
and
Joe
me and Kay also did with Cat Power Lady Fest there in the big room. So I played both sides of the... That's happening.
Yeah.
There's a family connect.
Harry used to manage the Makers from Spokane.
Makers, know. Pete Mazich.
You're in the gate.
Watch for Pedro show. I hit the switch like a dumb fuck. And I didn't get to say all that stuff there. But she lives on my block, Chicano Batman. There's the foghorn from the Angel Gate Lighthouse right there, because we're in the Angel Gate right now, passing into the sea. After Chicano Batman, we had Spielgusher with Columbus. Spielgusher, Richard Meltzer, Portland. See those two pelicans on the breakwater there?
Yeah.
Look at them, how low they're flying. And finally, Quipster, Colcock Trio. That's Bucky Pope from Madison, Wisconsin, and the late, great 80s band Tar Babies with his new Colcock Trio. They're going to be doing gigs soon, so look out for them. This clown puts a fucking wake on it. At least he's we're in the open sea, though.
Yeah, he's a little boat.
Sorry, it's
pretty
wakey out here.
So,
Talia? Now we're getting swell.
Yes?
You can scoot up.
Plans for solo musica.
So, I'm trying to complete an album for this year. I'm using old songs and new songs I'm recording. Hopefully, I can finish before the year's over. My first record.
You got 6 months.
Yes.
Yesterday was the solstice, right? Longest day of the year.
Yes. I've been working on this for a long time. I've never had the courage to put it out, but I should just do it. Here.
Okay.
Do it.
Just do it. There's a great Crass song. Have you ever heard that?
Fucking remember.
It's like no music. Or the radio's playing or something. The guy's just like rapping. What's his name? Steve Ignorant. I think he's way big into volunteer firemen now in England, this little town he lives in. Yeah, somebody told me. And he's like doing poetry readings now. But he had this rap about just fucking do it. Yeah. So, Talia, solo musica. Okay, some more music.
Thank you. thanks, but most cannot fathom. It's empty all the way to forever. Stem to stern, a blank firing cannon, whose vibes care not if they hear me or whether cured in somebody else's house. Either I hear thoughts that build my respect inside then out, unvoiced vanity speaks.
Hide.
Stolen radiance shone what shines and protects. Every activity was blurred, as if never to return, like liquid plexiglass in titanium of sight. And on the whims ride, we are wholly within. Nothing but pieces of light immortal. Mere intergalactic dust born from afar. Pieces of a secret might we are, carelessly exposed in this realm. And we must learn what we are doing out here. So, better to come out, fair, better to be out, than to let it all hang out. Hanging all, I swear, why, we lick down the walls, greasy and hot. All those trees were at once skeleton gray. Sallower than warps the face of that limb, clambering by zip fields who'll unfold dirt green. Oaken handles turn for work and profits, as pages would flutter torn from their seams, absent against some defrocked minister. Monsters poaching your cash, about to be flayed, yelling, he was like angry buffaloes, and he sold olden Bibles made of leather, hauling off vague words in the sun, crying out fake worth just for fun. Mustachioed man of black desolation, sheathed about him long, sung like suited wrongs. Oh, Mr. Minister, you so sinister, if we'd seen you, we'd not have missed you. So why'd you blister on your sister? Could you not try to resist her? The sun must be getting to you all over, like some miser glimpsing truth. Got no lover. Why did it get you? How could it get through? That sun was never in you. It is all over. Proofed as wheels or not, ours will be done. Now, go feed your histories out back. Concern not of that running wine. Care less, you jack, for their total lack. And never once did realize that you weren't home. Weak and withering welcomes were worn. It was like Roxanne Porn and savage indigents who were squirting in fat, hot spurts, swearing, I'm bad! I'm bad, I am! Wearing their hurt, sparing not a shirt for their only son, caring not once that they weren't home, and never on time for their lonely throne, yet you are welcomed. Now, go home!
Thank you.
Show. You mean you could keep get from getting seasick by getting borracho?
No, that's my brother's cat.
Fuck, I think it would make it worse. No?
I don't think it was deliberate. It's just the only times he's gone to kettle.
We're on the open ocean now, people. And we're under sail. That's why you don't hear the fucking motor, but you do hear the foghorn, but that's a good sound. We heard Chiba Motto. Check out Chris Skoger after that from How Deep Is Your Wonder. Obstiani number 5 from Milojevic Micha Markovic Jazz Band. Clara Rockmore, La Vie en Rose. And Lydia Kavina finally with Sweet Moderato. And those are two incredible ladies on the theremin.
Oh,
not
cool.
A lot of, what do you call, virtuoso. And they're just incredible.
Wow. That's a hard instrument to master.
Yeah, one, I guess, is the volume and one is the pitch.
Yeah.
It's the capacitance of your hand, how close you are to these things.
Yeah.
The story of the guy is incredible. He's a Russian guy. He's in prison camp for a while, and I think he was asked to do spy stuff.
What was his first name? Is it Leo?
Lev.
Lev
is kind of a nickname for Leo. Leo.
That's what I thought it was, Leo. Yeah.
So Lev, or Leo Thurman. Yeah. So, yeah, you've never gotten sick, but your brother gets sick unless he gets all tanked. You know?
Well, I don't think he was drinking more first couple of times we went to the island. We had a success.
Now, what is this, 4 hours, right?
Yeah, typically. And,
so if you're seasick 4 hours, that's not happening.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get as bad as some people. Geez, some people, man, they're just... The first thing that I notice is they'll start yawning, and then they want to lay down.
Yeah,
and
right.
You don't want them to go down below because they really lose their equilibrium down in the cabin.
Okay.
And you want to keep them out, try to encourage them to look at the horizon. And typically, you see them start yawning, then they want to lay down, or they nod out, and they'll actually go to sleep. And then they wake up and they barf.
Green.
And the worst ones, they continue to barf until they
get
no
color.
Fluid in their body. So it's really dangerous, actually. I know that I've read books about people crossing oceans that
dehydrate.
Prepared, and yeah, they had to make one guy. There was a story I read, three guys on board, they were off New Zealand or something on a trimaran, and they the one guy that didn't get sick, he picked up crew members in New Zealand, and he was heading to the South Pacific. The two crew members got sick. He had to rig up a makeshift IV to get fluids into them because they couldn't keep
hold water.
Down.
They kept puking.
And
yeah, it happened. When I had the pneumonia.
And when you're out at sea and you've got weeks before your next port, and you've got to get water in.
Yeah, when I had the pneumonia, I couldn't hold water and they had to do the IV because I was dehydrating, believe it or not.
I wonder how you do a makeshift IV.
Yeah, exactly. And it was,
you know, big punji stick.
You, when it comes to life saving, it's amazing the story.
Shiv.
Yeah, who knows? The guy drilling out a nail or something. I can't remember. It was in the story I read. But
straw. Soda straw.
Yeah.
But you've never puked.
Not from seasick.
That's what I'm talking about.
Puked at a Who concert.
Have you tried doing it your brother's way, getting drunk? Well, you don't need to.
Skipper, you don't get sick.
Skipper's not allowed to get drunk.
Yeah, I come out.
Now I have had a few too many going over the island, and then I come to my senses. Oops, I'm going to have to tie up or anchor over there. I can't be barrage, so yeah, I'm pretty responsible for the most part. Yeah.
That probably ain't a bad thing. I'm just thinking.
What about you, Watt? Have you ever gotten seasick?
No, I haven't. I wonder why.
Well, you're such a sailor, aren't you?
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, I think when some driving when I was a kid in mountains.
She gets carsick.
Yeah. I take guys on tour who can't read.
Yeah.
They don't know how to bounce the book.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they're, whoa. Geralt.
So.
Well, we're going to turn it around here a little bit in honor of Sasha, who did get a little queasy. She didn't get sick the last time, but, we're going to get back into the still waters of the harbor.
Feeling all right, Sasha?
Yeah, because I took the thing.
Dramamine.
I took the Dramamine immediately, and last time I waited till I was out here.
It was too late.
Yeah, I took it too late.
Oh, you mean before? It's better before you leave.
They say take it like a half hour before you
get. Because it's got to dissolve in your gut.
Yeah.
Getting your blood. Stream,
I guess.
But wonder what it is.
We got a destination. We should be able to sail all the way up to the main channel if we turn it around. So at the next break. So.
What do you mean?
I'd like to turn around the boat, and so we should be able.
But
to
if you
sail.
Turn around, you got to use a motor.
We should be able to get wind all the way up till past the Coast Guard station. Same tack, not have to change anything. So.
Okay.
It's a sailor thing.
It's a sailor thing?
Is that Coast Guard?
That is Coast Guard. When they're red or orange like that, with the white stripe, one the single Adidas stripe. Oh, that's actually Vessel Assist.
And I think they're
a towing service that I actually subscribe to.
They're a private company, right?
AAA for both.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely imperative. I've had to use them twice, even with a sailboat. Because I can't sail into my slip.
Okay.
It's quite a few twists and turns.
So there's a motor problem.
Yeah. I had a fuel tank go bad on me one time, and one time the engine froze, crapped out completely. Had to get it rebuilt, but I used them twice in the last 12 years.
There's no way to get in your slip.
Yeah, it's kind of pricey. It's like $150 a year, but what do you pay for AAA? Like $50 a year? It makes sense. And if you don't, they're like $250 an hour. So what are you going to do? Yeah. So I pay for it. Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah. I know one guy. It was $600 he broke down just before the lighthouse, and it was $600 to go into Cabrillo Marina.
Wow.
Yeah.
The brother Matt was lucky when the Coast Guard was coming by when he fell out of that kayak. Because they gave him a lift. Didn't charge him anything.
Oh, that would be a different situation.
They towed his kayak.
He has friends in high places. I don't know what this story is.
No. Yeah. I was with him. We were right outside. It was his first voyage ever. And I brought him out right outside. Well, he paddled with me. I took him right outside. He was just getting lulled by the sea.
Yeah.
And he let go of that paddle.
Yeah.
And a rogue thing came and flipped him right over.
Wow.
He went and crawled up on the road. He couldn't get back in. It's tough.
Yeah. Well, that's what their job. I mean,
but they would just by coincidence was out there.
Yeah.
It wasn't the patrol guys. It was they were doing some assist.
Wow. Well, that brings to mind, the Coast Guard is they're like any other public service, and they're going to rescue you. Just like that example of that sailing yacht Rebel Heart that had the two little kids on board recently. They rescued them about 1,000 miles off Mexico, and there was a big there were a lot of people complaining on the interweb about, you know, on blog sites and everything about how irresponsible the family was and they should be charged because, yes, there was a collaboration, I believe, between Coast Guard and Navy, and then the bill was, you know, $70,000 or something or more because, you know, they got to get the ship out there, and they ended up scuttling the boat. What happened was
they had a one-year-old
on board, and they were going to the Marquesas from La Paz, Mexico. The Marquesas is the shortest jump across the Pacific to the South Pacific.
Okay.
And it's like 5 weeks, typically, depending on the boat and stuff. And, yeah, they were a long ways out, and they had a child that had been battling salmonella in Mexico. She was 1 year old. And then they hit rough weather, and the boat got knocked down numerous times. And yeah, they were taking on water. The pumps were keeping up with it, but they made that mayday. And yeah, they lost everything. They had to scuttle their boat, which means sink it. They had the skipper had to, you know, the Coast Guard said, well, we can't put it on our ship. We can't tow it 1,000 miles back. And so they made the skipper, the dad, go down and cut the hoses for the through holes and watch his beautiful Hans Christian 36 go down.
And he didn't lose any children.
No, exactly. Of course. And my point is, like Brother Matt, that's what those services are for.
Sure.
I mean, you know, a lot of people.
Except you know who they're under?
Taking the
Do
risk.
You know who they're under?
In what, the government?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Look at their flag. It's Treasury.
No way.
Yeah, because they ran the custom houses.
Oh.
When the country started. Yeah. They're under the now I think it's some homeland crap.
The Treasury.
Everything's like people. Homeland. No, but Secret Service too. You know, they're under Treasury. They were to get the counterfeit monies.
At least they're doing something.
Things. It's trippy how things work out, you know, when you get them going, get the wheel going.
But
something that was in charge of taking Customs House ends up saving people 1,000 miles off of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, public, what'd you say? Public help?
Services,
yeah. I think in Europe, over 400 or 500 people to save one guy in a cave.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? His guy was like almost a mile down in a cave where Austria and Germany meet in the Alps. And yeah. 400 or 500 people to rescue him.
Yeah, people will jump in to help get people off of mountains and stuff, you know. And then, unfortunately, what was it, Mount Rainier?
I think right now, they had to call off a search, right?
Six people died, fell off a cliff in Mount Rainier. They were doing it early in the season.
No, but just a couple days ago, they just cut loose a search.
Oh, that guy with the dog?
Really famous cat up there, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our mountains.
They found his dog, but it's...
Cascades.
Oh, okay.
They found his dog, right?
Yeah, but they can't catch the dog. I'm thinking the dog knows where he is.
Nature is wild.
What about, you floated me that email and copied Brother Matt and Lori about the kayaker that's...
Because Lori's the one who brought up a thing about getting back in your kayak.
Well, this guy was...
And there is a technique.
...to Hawaii.
Well, he didn't even make it.
Yeah, well, there's a...
Coast Guard went and towed his ass.
Yeah, well, he was only 60 miles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not bad.
But he wanted to paddle Hawaii.
But, you know... I mean,
he didn't tell anyone. He just went for it, I think.
I don't know what they're going to do. But, you know, anybody takes a risk, whether they're on a drag strip or flying private planes or crossing oceans or climbing mountains, you know.
Working bathhouses.
You know, nobody wants to have to get rescued. That's not the intent. But people take chances. And, you know, I mean, what's life for if you don't take chances, you know?
Well, to bum the other people who don't take the chances out because they're sick of fucking saving your ass. I don't know. I understand your point
That's
totally.
Point.
And, you know.
I don't know. I haven't really taken that chance. I talk about it all the time, crossing oceans. I got plans in my head.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, I just wish that I could... I'm trying to save up the resources and cast off, hopefully in a few more years.
Would you take a crew?
You know, I'd probably use people. I mean, I would, pick up crew if I had long passages that I couldn't manage myself. But the more I'm thinking about it, I might just start cruising south into Mexico, Central America. I know a lot of people that do that, you know. And it's a little, from an affordability standpoint for retirement, it makes sense for a lot of people.
Hey, we're at the end of the first hour, June 22nd, 2014, edition of Wapa Pedro Show, out in the Pacific Ocean here on Prior Cucamonga. Hold tight for hour two. June 22nd, 2014. It's the second hour of the Lot from Pedro Show.
Look how we were crazy. Today has been a long
Watford Bedro show. Trying to get the fucking mic. Sorry. We're out in the ocean, and we had to turn around, so there's big glare from the sunlight now.
He was shaded by sail before. But
Sasha came to rescue with this parasol here. Start off the second hour with Tom Gallo doing Treetops I Float. Gigi Band with Stung by a Honeybee. Name the Band with Every Move a Picture. Lonesome Day by 3/3. Second from Aaron Oppenheim. Quit Your Natural Ways from Ava Mendoza and Nick Tamburo. And finally, Michael Jackson from Familia Miranda. Just some cool people. It's a little collective in Barcelona of cats from Chile. There's some Argentina people, too. And I got to, they put on my fucking Barcelona gig for the third APA a couple months ago. Very happy. Earlier in the day, I got to give a talk about stuff. They take over these buildings and make artistic collectives out of them. And then the other, I went to another one where all these painters were, and they cooked up chow. I mean, Rodrigo and his cats, just beautiful people. So, Familia Miranda, great band. Wow, that's an old plane.
Sky King.
Okay. See, but they're like the sailboat things. A lot of those makers went out of business.
Yeah, a little Piper Cub or something.
Pipers, Beechcrafts, all them kind of things. Because, you know, Dirk used to work at the Torrance Airport for a long time. His folks had a pad where you could rent out little planes and also flight instructions.
I got three friends that are pilots. One of them's a pilot and a sailor.
You know who got into fucking flying? Alan Ravenstein from Paruba, the synthesizer guy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to see Tony. What's that tell you?
There goes the Catalina boat.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. Only like an hour and a half, right?
Or less.
It's pretty quick.
It's a big catamaran. Look at the rooster tail from it.
But the old days?
It's a jet boat.
The
it's
old
like
days,
a big jet ski.
The other guy was like it depended on the seas, but it could be 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah. These are no propellers, you know. These
right, jet boats. I did one from Napoli to Ischia. It jammed, and I was on the fantail thing with that rooster.
Yeah.
Man, it's intense. Like camping.
I'll warn you, we got another big wake coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to take this one on the side the way the wind's blowing.
Okay.
I'll point up a little bit.
All right, then I'll play some more music. Maybe turn on the motor.
No, it's all right.
All right, good.
never change his mind. Oh, 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 love. Where in the world did I go wrong? Can't afford a down payment on a house. That's why I've got to sing this apartment song. Landlord never fixes when the pipes go out. Getting his rent is all he cares about. Lord, I wonder, wonder why.
I'd rather burn than fade away.
Some kayak talk. We just heard Doug Waters with the demo of I'd Rather Burn. He just came out with that. Ahead of that was Bon Bon, who Skipper Jeff was talking about. Cool. And ahead of that was San Pedro Slim with the Apartment Song. Reflections on April 28th, number 5 by Peter Kowald and Damon Smith ahead of that. Awful Son, Pale Angels, they're on tour right now. Go see them. I think last night they were playing in Albany. Go Jamie on bass from Wales with two New Jersey guys. What are they called? The Ergs. They're three brothers that had a band. David Gerard, A Conspiracy of Planets, part one. Got to read a bitchin' interview with him. Interesting journey through music for him. Wharton Terriers Ensemble with Whoops. Wharton Tears got a new album. Wharton Tears is a cat with a studio in Manhattan that I got to record with Lee Rinaldo, and which I've done a couple, but really special, Bob Quine, who was one of the guitar men for Voidoids, Dick Hell.
Oh, wow.
I also got to play with Lou Reed. Yeah, an interesting story. Everybody told me, man, the dude's going to be mean. He's going to yell at you and scream at you. He's a mean man.
None of that.
And he was, yeah, he was the nicest. He told me the first guy he ever saw, he was from Kent, Ohio. An older guy, you know. First guy he saw play electric guitar, he told me, was Buddy Holly, Kent.
Wow.
Ohio. 1957.
Didn't warn you about this way.
The year I was born. Yeah, we're taking some
lumps.
A little bit because of some wakes. We're very courteous fellow sailors. Weekends, this is what makes weekends so special, because you get to share the water with the very
different
humane
and unhumane water
clowns. Clowns with the whole world is about them, of course.
Yeah,
look,
right.
There's one coming up right on us now. Look, see the speedboat? Fuck.
Yeah. There's another old sailing saying.
So, yeah.
Anybody can buy a boat. It doesn't matter. And you don't even have to have a license in California. You basically don't have to have any experience, you know. It's, a lot of people just do that. They buy it, put it in the water. They don't read the rules of the road or anything. And so,
and they end up being a hazard.
Yeah.
See, so you can always service some purpose. You know, some people were put here to be hazards.
That is freedom that anybody can buy a boat. That's not true. You know, in a lot of
I think it was to spur innovation. I know they did that with the experimental airplanes. Like, you can put anything in the air. X-craft, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it was to help innovation.
Yeah.
And I think the liability is on you. You know, if you fuck up, you go down. But these clowns, becoming a hazard, that's when you share the idiocy. You know? Maybe you should make it more of a private affair. Talia.
Yes.
You went, you were talking about paddling, kayak.
Yes.
Do you remember... Out here, did we make it to the? We made it to the break, Angel's Gate, right?
Yeah, we made it only as far as that, and then we went back.
Here, put up the parasol there, Sasha, so we can talk to this lady.
Yeah, we made it as far as Angel's Gate. We didn't go past. Angel's
now you said you were scared.
Yes, I was.
Why? You didn't tell me that. I didn't know until now.
Well, only after hearing that story about Brother Matt falling out of the kayak, yeah. I had a fear of falling out, but
and the water's
luckily nothing happened. We were fine.
The first time I took Brother Matt out, people. He got lulled by the calmness of the sea and let go of the paddle. With the kayak, there's a lot of balance going on with the paddle. If you hold on to that baby, you can stay right.
Like
so
a,
far, I have, knock on wood.
Like a tightrope.
12 years I've been doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. I know everybody talks about Eskimo rolls and, yeah, Laurie Steedelink about getting in. There's some kind of technique where you get your belly button lined up with the hole. You get on and flop on, get the center of gravities right, then you bring one leg over and you put your butt in the hole. I have yet to try it yet, but
it's,
you know,
it could
she's
be a
got
life-saving maneuver though. She talked and told me.
Well,
about
I got
that.
I got a life jacket that I always wear,
yeah.
And I never get too far out that I can't go swim to the rock. The thing about mine is to sit inside, it can swamp.
Yeah.
She's on a sit on top. They're like a little float toy.
Yeah.
I got a pump. I got a Clorox thing. I always err on the side of caution. I ain't balls out. I'm,
yeah.
You know.
So does Skipper Jeff.
You're same thing?
Safety first, prepare for the worst.
Because you know what I've learned about being on the sea, you know, 12 years of paddling, kayak, is things happen really fast when they go bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a slow, gradual thing. It's like, whoa, this is the sitch. Remember that movie where the dudes jump off the boat to go swimming and nobody could climb back on?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
It was about the divers.
It was creepy.
In the Caribbean. Yeah, that was the second one. I forget the name of that movie. But the first one, yeah, the dive boat, they did the head count, and they thought everybody was on board. But no, two people were not on board, and then the sharks started. They had to battle with the sharks. They were left out there in the middle of the Caribbean for days. And then the second one, they were on a sailboat, and the sailboat has what's called a high freeboard. That's the distance from the deck to the water.
Yeah.
And it was too high, and they didn't have any handrails and stuff.
Nobody could get back in the boat.
Yeah, it would be a challenge for me, actually. Usually that's when I'm single-handing. I'm got the self-inflating life vest and a harness on. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I think the rule is you just need them on board.
It can be as simple as leaving a line kind of dangling partially. You don't want the line to get caught in the propeller or anything else, but just have something. Yep. So it does happen. Can happen. And yeah, Hollywood banked on it.
It was scary.
Yeah.
And then the sharks
start pecking them off.
Yeah, right, right. And then them just getting tired. They can't keep treading water.
Right, right.
That was scary thing, how all that happiness went to like.
What were the names of those movies? That was the sequel.
Like a deep sea or deep.
You don't. I don't remember.
Deep water.
Anyway, we're at the end of the second hour, June 22nd, 2014 edition.
Google it.
Watt from Pedro Show. We're going to try to think of that fucking movie. Hold tight for hour three.
What?
June 22nd, 2014. It's the third hour on board the Pride of Cucamonga, Watt from Pedro show.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Really.
Thank you. Snake.
Don't kick me, please freeze.
my werewolf. All the rage in here is going into the horror. Seen gun violence, terminated humans, screaming in a death zone. Heavy metal guns, fists in the air, super horror. Humans are dead, super horror. We will survive through the blood and death. Humans will die in super horror. We will survive. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Fireboat 2 just passed it. She's out in the open sea. We're heading towards there. We're back in the harbor, people. Started off the third hour with the Sonic Rendezvous band doing a live version of City Slang. Scotty Son there. Fred Sonic Smith. Scott Morgan. Maybe Gary Garaspis in the bass? I can't remember. I think so. Rewild after that with Desert Snake. A Glance Into a Page of Madness by Omega is the Alpha. That's a few drag out in Perth. Most isolated big town. It's like 1,000 miles. You ever been?
I got a friend that lives there.
Indian Ocean.
Yeah, it's Australia on the West Coast.
You bet. Yeah. Played there three times.
Retired.
Shufa, the God in Hackney. Super Whore by Zombie Crash. Zombie Crash, a band from Brighton, England. That's got cats with some challenges. That's part of their thing. It's doing music. Beautiful. Gareth over there and Brother Sam helping him out, helping people. Nothing in the Sky with Harold Nono by PNDC and Housework. Sasha, you ever do music?
Yeah, Tolly and I have something going.
Really?
Yes.
What's that? I didn't know about that.
Well, we haven't really talked about it much because we're still in the process of recording songs and writing songs.
And this ain't solo music.
No, this is called The Transcendentalists.
Transcendentalists.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Okay.
I play guitar, she plays bass.
Your bass?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm just starting.
Me too.
She's pretty good.
Me too, Watts.
I'm partial. Played last night, played some bass in Dave Travis's club. What's it called? Cafe Nella. And Spot was there. Ain't seen Spot in a while. He lives in Sheboygan now. Between Milwaukee and Green Bay. And he's playing mandolin and guitar. I had him up on stage. And Brother Vince Maroney came up and did some sax too. I couldn't believe it. Jer fucking forgot.
What?
All due respect to you, Scotty son. He fucked up Funhouse. He forgot
no.
the fucking lick. Oh man, I was dying 10 million
boy,
little boy deaths. I couldn't fucking
you guys,
believe it.
Played that at the Skate Fest, right?
That was Tom Watson and Raul Morales.
Yeah, well, I know, but it was.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't Pete Mazich and Jared
yeah,
Travitich.
Okay. Gotcha.
Pete Mazich did a great job. Vince Maroney did a great job. Spot did a great job. Jerzo stunk it up bad. In fact, he held his head down, which is not the thing to do. You gotta get back in, you know,
yeah.
like on a skateboard. You don't ask permission to board. You've got to jump back on.
He's good on a unicycle.
Yeah, he is.
This wasn't the unicycle kind of a song. Okay? And it's fucking stooges to fucking bring shame on a legacy
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. And I also had these red LEDs that were bugging me.
Still
not to sound
dude.
Like a little bellyacher. But yeah, there's something about red LEDs that really disturbed me. Not disturb, but distract me. Also, the stage, they cut the corners out, so there's like a little runway or something. But I like put my drummers up front, so we're all in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Cafe Nella. Dave Travis, the man there. In fact, we're going to have to have him aboard. I remember the first time I met him. He was Mike. I think it was his 16th birthday or anything, something like that, or whatever. He was a young man. And it's at his pop's moss pad, maybe Brentwood, you know, some kind of neighborhood I wasn't used to so much. And I thought, he said, yeah, it's going to be a big jam and shit, so I'd bring Raymond and a mandolin. It ends up me and Raymond are the only adults. It's all these little kids around a little plastic pool, and they put some beers for us. And like, yeah, I got to play mandolin for all these little kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, Abby, his sister, was like only like 12 then or something. Dave Travis, beautiful man. And Cypress Park, interesting neighborhood right by the river there. They're redoing that. You'll be able to be paddling kayak, I heard soon. Okay, let's play some more music. Thank you.
mutative category. My friends and me, we all agree. We come from fucked up families. Daddy gone to work. I will come to me. Mama sits at home. Smoke and drinks all day.
Tied up now.
here at the downtown Harbor and Town Square, also known as the Skipper Jeff.
I like to call it the Harbor Cut.
The Harbor Cut. And we're right here in between the Maritime Museum, which was the old ferry building, and Fireboat 2 house. And she's back, by the way. We had made a stop over there at the Charter Barge, had some chow. Brother Matt was going to meet us here, but he did. So he must be disposed. I should tell you what the last music of the show was. Henry Hudson by Freesha. That's a San Francisco band.
No.
Freesha. Henry Hudson. That's a big river, Hudson, huh? My Albatross Wants to Drop an Albatross on Your Albatross by Heirs of Metabolism. All right, you don't want to get one of those Parker her place right there on your boat, Skipper Jeff, and won't leave for weeks. When Humans Roam the Earth by South Oaks, something new from them. A Blood, Carnal Kitchen, that's Brother Steve McKay from, he went to New York City and tried to sell a demo. And the only one who'd listen was Roulette Records, huh? I think Tommy, what's his name? He's made a musical about working for the mafia. Then Frightwig, they're back together. With Eric Drew Feldman producing their new thing, who's a beautiful man and musician. Hear What I Say, and The Gears. The new EP, F-U-F, is the tune.
Echo by Yuka.
And that's all the music for this edition. We'll be looking at the time here. 2.5 minutes.
Uh-oh.
So we had quite a journey here. It's all sudden now. All that gray we had in the morning, people's gone, which is pretty typical for
the gray of May, gloom of June.
That's right. Yeah. And I want to get opinions of your crew here, Skipper Jeff. Sasha, what did you like about today's little journey?
I liked going to the Chowder Barge. I thought that was fun. And
What kind of root beer float? The best kind?
Oh, my God. They had the best root beer float.
And what made it the best?
The ice cream equivalent, like the measurement of ice cream.
The mixture.
Yeah, to soda. Was
the proportions.
Yes, they gave the right amount of ice cream.
Right.
Shout out to the
Talia?
Going under the bridge is pretty cool.
That's the Vincent Thomas Bridge, people.
Taking a nap was really nice.
Oh, yeah. Talia conked.
Yes.
I got a picture.
Shows the starboard berth.
The company is great. I love this life.
Skipper Jeff.
A pirate's wife for me.
All right.
Oh, man, just having a Watt and a bevy of beauties on board and Watt's curiosity. We went by a lot of interesting, dilapidated.
Got up to the Henry Ford Bridge, but did not give the toots.
No, we didn't.
Also, didn't get the five toots refusing either.
No, we could have rammed it.
Yeah. And we're the only boat. There's another boat tied up here, but nobody's on it.
We think it's a
rental thing, maybe a little
charter.
Yeah, charter. But we really like this addition they brought to Pedro here,
awesome.
This little
especially
cut here.
Boaters, man. This
especially boaters,
incredible.
Yeah. And maybe it'll connect downtown a little more to the water. You don't just have to be a ports of caller now. You can come right down to 6th Street where it ends. And Maritime Museum, by the way, I recommend. They got all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. It's bitching.
You want history of Pedro, go there, man.
Yeah, right.
A lot of it.
And I got to see this thing you were talking about, Brother Matt Flood.
Oh, this documentary, yeah.
About Pedro being a rough town.
Yeah.
It might have, we got some history, but don't be afraid.
At one point in the 40s, it was considered like the roughest town in the United States or something like that. Or
I think it was four blocks, most dangerous in the world.
Beacon.
They were comparing it to Marseille and Hong Kong.
Right.
But anyway, don't be afraid to come down to Pedro these days. We're not trying to scare you away. It's been June 22nd, 2014, this show out for Pedro Show. Thanks all you. Skipper Jeff, thanks
absolutely
for letting us come aboard the Pride of Cucamonga and make this journey with you.
Right.
Everybody, keep your powder dry.